It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. To our top story now, and we're in the Hamptons, where singer superstar Justin Timberlake just appeared in court to answer the June arrest on driving while intoxicated charges. Been the talk of the town all summer, as you know, and there was no wreck, no high-speed chase, but police say he looked like he had had too much to drink when he stopped when he ran a stop sign and veered out of his lane, which got their attention and their concern over a potential danger. Well, today he had to face the music, absolutely no pun, where he changed his plea, but not on the original charge. And so that's where we begin this Friday afternoon. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall in Sag Harbor for us.
Justin Timberlake wore pearls around his neck as he pleaded guilty to a non-criminal charge of driving while ability impaired. Part of the plea deal included a public safety announcement. The pop star did that announcement right outside the Sag Harbor courthouse.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. There's so many alternatives.
Timberlake will also have to pay a fine and something added by the judge, not part of the original plea deal, community service. The 43-year-old must serve 25 hours of community service at a nonprofit of his choice.
I found myself in a position where I could have made a different decision, but I've had some time to reflect on that.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sag Harbor, Long Island.
Timberlake had told police when he was stopped that he had one martini and was following some friends home. Back here, we have an update on that incident yesterday at a school on the Upper West where somebody called 911 and told them, "I have a gun and I'm inside a school bathroom." That set off alarms and brought out the cavalry.
On Thursday, West 84th Street was full of police, and inside Brandeis's Upper West Side campus was chaotic, according to Saida Felice, a senior who goes there.
Basically, they didn't tell us what happened, and that was something I was mad about because they just put us in the classrooms, like rushed us into the classrooms.
She says she hid under a desk and wasn't even told what was going on. Parents, too, left in the dark during this lockdown. Chancellor Banks says it's being investigated.
But I am very sorry and apologize to any parent who had to go through that and was not being communicated with in real time.
He says the lockdown was soon lifted after NYPD searched the school and found no gun. Parents say they want better communication here. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On the Upper West Side.
Also today, there's now video footage of the three people who snatched a 14-year-old kid off a Bronx subway train and robbed him of his gold chain earlier this week. Police say just before 5 p.m. Monday, the boy was on a northbound 5 as it approached Pelham Parkway. So when the train pulled into the station, three guys approached the kid, forcibly removed him from the train out onto the platform. The boy told police they ripped the chain from around his neck and took off running. The victim stayed at the station. He wasn't hurt, just shaken up. If you recognize his attackers from that video, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. 1010 Winds also in Brooklyn this morning when they renamed a school to honor an NYPD officer killed in the line of duty. Marla Diamond in Bed-Stuy.
The sign outside PS 54 now reads the Detective Rafael Ramos School. And the hope, said PBA President Patrick Henry at the dedication, is that kids will know his legacy.
Who he was, what he stood for, and how proud he was to wear that uniform.
A uniform that made him and his partner Wen-Jen Liu targets as they sat in their patrol car blocks away from the school 5 days before Christmas 2014. Ramos's widow Maritza now heads a nonprofit in his name that works to bridge the gap between police and community.
Sometimes children, they're scared of cops, or, you know, they think that they're bad. But there's so many good police officers, and I hope that with what we do with the schools, that the children will see that.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
That was a great gesture. By the way, PS331 in Diker Heights is named for Ramos's partner, Wen-Jen Liu, the first school in Brooklyn, in fact, to be named for an Asian American. We also had that terrible story out of Crotona up in the Bronx, where police say a 10-year-old girl is dead after falling from an elevated position. Now, they're not saying she fell out of a window, but police say they believe she may have fallen from the roof. The ME will determine an exact cause. She was found at 2157 Southern Boulevard about 9 o'clock last night. The girl's relatives rushed her to St. Barnabas, but she didn't make it. Pronounced dead there at the hospital. An investigation is underway. They did not release her name. Hey, if you get a minute, go to our website and look at that pictures. A guy they're looking for who allegedly tried to rape a 13-year-old girl last Wednesday.
A horrifying ordeal for this teenager. The 13-year-old walking alone about 20 to 4 in the morning back on Wednesday, August 28th. And was here at 29th and 3rd when suddenly a man wearing a Scarface t-shirt, a baseball cap, and carrying some type of drink in a paper bag went on the attack trying to rape the girl before he was last seen running uptown on 3rd Avenue. And the victim, who fought off this man, she was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. So once again, head to our website, 1010winds.com, to see a picture of this suspect. Cops in the Special Victims Unit gave it to us and hope the public's tips can help make an arrest. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Kipps Bay.
And family, you know it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what time it happened. They had no business touching that baby. But one has to wonder, at least people are wondering, what was that baby doing out at 3:30 in the morning in the first place? But anyway, that's another story. The guy accused of killing hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother will stay in jail. The Gaudreaus were riding their bikes in Salem County last month when police say 43-year-old Sean Higgins came through there drunk and slammed into them. He's charged with 2 counts of second-degree vehicular homicide now. The judge ruled today that he'll have to stay in jail until his trial. Higgins appeared in court in a video setup for his detention hearing. He was driving an SUV northbound on Route 551 in Oldmans Township when he tried to pass 2 vehicles ahead of him.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.